right, grand slam, Sammy. No pressure, no pressure. Woo! Run hard! Safe, good play, good play.
Each summer, you'll find a game of softball going on at Devil's Den State Park. Every afternoon from 4 to 5, park interpreters and campers play ball, which has become a tradition at the park. But it isn't a new tradition. From 1933 to 1942, the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC, built Devil's Den State Park. They constructed much of the park's infrastructure, including its cabins, lake, dam, and many of its trails. When they weren't working on one of these projects, the CCC men played baseball. Park Assistant Superintendent Tim Scott.
They would play other camps and other schools, and so it was a, pretty competitive sporting activity for them. Some of our records show, like, they played, you know, up at Tawny Town and some of the other local towns in the area.
The CCC baseball team was known as the Devil's Den Angels. After the CCC camp closed in 1942, the old ball field lay quiet until the late 1970s. At that time, while doing research, park interpreters discovered the Devil's Den Angels. It was then that the CCC tradition was reborn.
They decided that they should kind of recreate that and started, instead of baseball, though, started playing softball every day, during the summer season at 4 o'clock. And the tradition, I mean, they started probably about 78, and it continues today.
How are you liking the game today?
I really like it.
What's the best part about it?
Probably trying to get a home run.
The tradition quickly reestablished itself. Tim Scott says by the time he started working at the park in 1984, many campers would bring their own gloves and come ready to play.
Go, 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 go.
Whoa, to the moon!
Go home, go home, go home!
I'm back!
Touch that home!
Touch that thing!
Touch it!
Good hustle!
Playing softball at Devil's Den isn't quite like playing softball anywhere else. Scott explains that the games are played according to a combination of softball and t-ball rules, as well as the park's own Devil's Den rules.
First off, you know, one teammate can have potentially up to, more than your traditional 9 players. Sometimes a team could have up to 15 players on a team. But some of the unusual rules are: a ball hits a tree in the air, it's an automatic double. Ball hits a camper in the air, it's an automatic out.
Woo! Welcome back, Evan! Nicely done, 85. Woo!
According to Devil's Den rules, players 5 years and under are considered base getters, meaning they get to first base for free. Scott says some rules are made up on the spot, according to who's playing.
Now, if we do have enough kids, we'll have strictly a kids game. But if not, you know, it can be a pretty mixed bag out on the field at any given time.
We had kids 3 years old up to 80. I played ball here for 26 years. I just lived a mile and a half outside the park, so I come down once in a while and play.
That's Harry Harness. He's a former park interpreter who continues to come play softball every year. Harness and many others have made the Devil's Den softball tradition a tradition of their own. Again, Park Assistant Superintendent Tim Scott.
We've had traditionally, families come since the late 70s every year for the 4th of July just to meet up with people that they have met through activities like that. Because of the game and how long it's been going on, some of these campers have met that way and have become fast friends. And campers really get to meet each other and know who they are.
Park interpreters and campers continue the CCC softball tradition every day this summer from 4 to 5 in Campground E at Devil's Den State Park. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.
Woo! Safe by here.